You're listening to SBS News.
Perhaps no one event quite signals the magnitude of the coronavirus pandemic than the locking down of a nation of 1.3 billion people. That is the step the government of India has taken to try and minimise the impact of COVID-19 in the country. All air and train travel, as well as businesses and schools, had already been shut down, amidst predictions 1 million people in India could have the virus by the middle of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken restrictions one step further. In an address to the nation, he's told the Indian people no one should leave their homes for 3 weeks.
Aaj raat 12 baje se pure desh mein dhyan se suniye.
From midnight tonight, please listen carefully. From midnight tonight, the entire country will go under a complete lockdown to save India and every Indian citizen, to save you and your family. A complete ban is being implemented on any movement of people outside their homes, starting at midnight tonight.
आज रात 12 बजे से घरों से बाहर निकलने पर पूरी तरह पाबंदी लगाई जा रही है.
Concern has been expressed about the prospect of the virus spreading into impoverished communities in India and the ability of its health system to cope. Mr. Modi has used his address to the nation to announce more than $3 billion in extra funds have been earmarked to fight the virus.
अब कोरोना के मरीजों के इलाज के लिए देश के हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को और मजबूत बनाने के लिए केंद्र सरकार ने आज
For the treatment of patients infected with coronavirus and to strengthen the country's health infrastructure, the central government has today made an allocation of 150 billion rupees. This will be used to quickly procure corona-related testing facilities, personal protective equipment, isolation beds, intensive care unit beds, ventilators, and other essential supplies.
तेजी से बढ़ाई जाएगी.
Mr. Modi not hiding from citizens of the world's largest democracy, the consequences of non-compliance with the lockdown for themselves and their nation.
अगर ये 21 दिन
If these 21 days are not managed properly, then the country and your family will go 21 years back in time.
21 साल पीछे चला जाएगा.
There have been 482 cases of coronavirus in India and 10 deaths so far. Countries in Latin America are preparing to enter lockdown, while in France, the government is saying the lockdown there will last at least 6 weeks. In the United States, President Donald Trump is looking to end restrictions rather than apply them. Mr. Trump says he wants social distancing to end by Easter, on the 12th of April, to get the United States economy moving again. But he insists people's health and well-being come first.
I'm also hopeful to have Americans working again by that Easter, that beautiful Easter day. But rest assured, every decision we make is grounded solely in the health, safety and well-being of our citizens.
That's a message being articulated more forcefully above the United States' northern border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is emphasising social distancing will be around for some time to come and says his government is giving support to key sectors of the economy to try to get them through such a time.
We are continuing in Canada to base our decisions and our recommendations and guidelines to Canadians on science. We recognize that the need for social distancing is going to be in place for many more weeks. And we will ensure that we are giving the support to Canadians, to small businesses, so that as we get through this, we are able to restore the economic activity that keeps us all prosperous when it is safe to do so. Our priority is keeping Canadians alive and healthy, and that is what we will continue to focus on in Canada.
That support will partially come in the form of a $31 billion aid package that is currently before a reduced sitting of the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa. The opposition Conservative Party has dissented at the tactics of Mr. Trudeau's government, saying it's trying to get the power to spend money without parliamentary approval until the end of next year. Meanwhile, governments around the world are scrambling to try and counteract the economic impact of the virus. The International Monetary Fund is predicting there will be a recession worse than the one brought on around 12 years ago by the global financial crisis. However, it says there will be a recovery in 2021. Libya is the latest country to announce its first case of the virus. Overall, there have been more than 420,000 cases of coronavirus worldwide. More than 18,000 people have died, but more than 100,000 people are known to have had the virus and recovered. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.